Anin, anin, and dinuwe magni dug, na be kwa uma, migo we tashindaman gidinwe winanana jinaji, we do kuna gug, we weni abuja tuye gidinwe winanane widi in dayeg in daso gijik, gabi gijik. Mige in a tago sit in a shanabe, miga mina guizit ge in a tago sit. So this is Navik, and I'm here to talk about our language a little bit more to get you going and speaking a little bit more language in your household each day. This is the language we were gifted to sound like, so that's what we should strive to sound like. I've said this many times in the presentations that I've made to encourage all of you to make sure you're seeking out what I would deem as a first speaker. And learn from them. And when we're talking about a first speaker, we're talking about someone that grew up with the language, that perhaps learned our language, Ojibwe Moin, before they learned English. And those are the people that are really going to have a really deep and rich understanding of the kind of words that we're striving to learn. So if you have somebody like that in your family, definitely, I want to encourage you to engage them, let them know that this is something that you're trying to do and have them help you. So, and then, you know, if you don't have somebody in your family, but you know somebody in our communities, because here on Leech Lake, we still have quite a few speakers left, but we need to seek them out. And time is short because a lot of our first speakers are leaving us, and we need to make sure that this vast knowledge that they have continues to be in the knowledge base of our children, ourselves, and in generations to come. So don't be shy. Engage them as much as you can. Ask questions as much as you can. And then, you know, when you're unable to do that, you have people like myself, Navik, and a lot of other learners that have been endeavoring for years and years. And we've come a little ways in our learning. We all still have a lot to learn. So don't feel alone. We are all striving in the same boat. Some of us have been around the track a few more times than others. So, and that's all we have. It's not about I know so much more than anybody else. It's just that I've been around longer and striving and asking the questions a little bit longer. So I know for myself and a lot of my my friends that are endeavoring to learn, we're always willing to share anything that we've come to understand. But it's important that we ask the questions first. Okay, that's enough of that. Me gwech apachibisindawik. Nungumigo niwita shindan ni iwi siniwin. I want to talk about meals. Niwita shindan bebakana pi ge mi jipanawiya. And also want to talk about different times that people eat and what they're called. So first things first, when we talk about I am eating, we say niwisin. Niwisin, I'm eating. And if you're right in the middle of it, it's kind of nice to be a little bit more specific. I don't know when you would say I'm eating. Maybe if somebody calls you on the phone. But if someone calls you on the phone, you want to tell them I'm in the middle of eating. We would say niwisin meekwa. Niwisin meekwa. And have them call you back or whatever. But that megwa word is talking about I'm in the middle of something. I'm engaged in something. Niwi sin megwa. Niwi sin. I'm eating. Okay? So, different meal times. When we're talking about breakfast, a lot of times you're going to hear giki jeba wi sinni. He is eating breakfast or she is eating breakfast. Giki jeba wi sinni. So giki jeb is talking about in the morning. Giki jeba wi sinni. Giki jeb. Giki jeba wi sinni. And wi sinni, he's eating. So if you're saying, I'm eating breakfast. In giki jeba wi sin megwa. I'm in the middle of eating breakfast. In giki jeba wi sin megwa. I'm in the middle of eating breakfast. So, moving on, we could talk about lunchtime. And lunchtime could be said, Na wa kwe wi sinni. Na wa kwe wi sini, he or she is eating the noontime meal or lunch. Na wa kwe wi sini, or if you're saying I am, ni na wa kwe wi sin me gwa, I'm in the middle of eating lunch. Ni na wa kwe wi sin me gwa. So the word na wa kwe has come to be understood as noon. And for our purposes, that'll work. Na wa kwe wi sini, he is eating lunch, or she is eating lunch. So when we're talking about our evening meal, also known as supper, we would use the word onagoshi wi sini. He or she is eating supper or dinner. Onagoshi wi sini. So onagoshi is talking about the evening time. Onagoshi wi sini, the evening meal he's having, or I am. Indu nagoshi wi sin me gwa. I'm in the middle of eating supper. Indu nagoshi wi sin me gwa. So those are the three meals of the day that we've come to understand. So there's breakfast, gikisheba wi sini win, and lunch, na wa kwe wi sini win, and dinner time, onagoshi wi sini win. Now, one of the things that you've heard, that you may have heard just now, is I put win at the end of those. And as we put win at the end of something, more often than not, we've turned it into an object or an idea of something, also known as a noun, for you grammar nerds out there. So that's what that win does. So when it becomes gikisheba wi sini win, now we're talking about the idea of breakfast as a noun, as an object, or as a subject. Gikisheba wi sini win, or na wa kwe wi sini win, or onagoshi wi sini win. So if we're just talking about any meal in general, we don't have to put the time of the day on there. We could just say wi sini win. And wi sini win is like a meal. Okay? So now you have four words talking about different meals. So when you're not talking about it as a noun, you're talking about it as an action, you would say wi sini. He or she is eating. Wi sini. Or ni wi sin. I'm eating. So, but if you wanted to say I'm not eating, you would say gawin ni wi sini si. Gawin ni wi sini si. I'm not eating. So a lot of times I'll hear people, as we kind of slang things up in our lives, I'll hear, are you going to wee sin in? And then you'll hear things like that a lot of times. And wee sin in is an actual phrase, but we're kind of misusing it a little bit. When we put that N on the end of the word wee sinne, now we're commanding one person to eat. So if you're going to tell them, eat, you monkey, you would say, wee sinin, you monkey. Wee sinin. Or if there's more than one person, it would become wee sinig. Wee sinig. So now we're commanding them. We're telling them, go ahead and eat. Bizanigo, wee sinig. Go ahead and eat. When you use the phrase bizanigo, it's like, go ahead. Bizanigo, wee sinig. Bizanigo, wee sinin. Go ahead and eat. Or if you want to tell somebody don't eat yet, gego mashi wi sinikain. Gego mashi wi sinikain. Gego mashi wi sinikain. Don't eat yet. Talking to one person, but if it's more than one, gego mashi wi sinikegun. Gego mashi wi sinikegun. Don't you guys eat yet? Maybe you want them to wait for you or something, because you're being mindaway about the amount of food that you always get. Gego wi sinikegun. Gego mashi wi sinikegun. So as I go along in my own learning, I like to use these phrases and play with these words. But another thing that I kind of mess with is, you know that accent that we have, and a lot of people call it that resi accent. This is the time to really utilize that. Gego wi sinikain. You know what I mean? It just sounds better when we use that natural accent we have. When we speak in English, it sounds kind of funny. But when we use that accent as we are speaking our own language, we tend to put a different tone or inflection on our words, and it just seems to sound better. So don't be so afraid or embarrassed of your Resi accent. Migo ma minikwa te shindama nungo migwa chapichi bizindau yek niwipi nundagos minua nabe kwa sani migwa chbizindau yek mi el.